hot or too cold and your attic feels like an oven, the problem may be above your ceiling. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we help homeowners take control with blown-in insulation and solar attic fans. Blown-in insulation fills gaps, while solar attic fans push heat out and ease strain on your HVAC system. You may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
When your business depends on the road, trust Skinner Tire for reliable truck tire solutions. From heavy-duty tires to expert alignments, tire balancing, and quick repairs, we keep your fleet rolling. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we offer installation, oil changes, and 24-hour roadside help, so you're never left stranded. Skinner Tire has you covered. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 today for truck tires and service you can count on.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. All right, Ramona, so you have a an update on a story that's been in the news. Is that it?
Yeah, it says Doug Hendrickson, president of Wesserman Football, announced on social media that he had dropped Demond Williams Jr. as a client. He cited it, philosophical differences.
Effective immediately. Yeah, it's going well.
I could see how he would not want to have him as a client if he's back and forth and like that.
Yeah, well, because again, you know? Look, he had a $4 or $5 million deal, and a major percentage of that was coming to him.
Sure.
And now he has nothing.
Yeah, because the kid backed out.
Right, and whatever's going to become of that. That mess. It's just, it's not a good way to do business. I don't know what to,
I don't blame
and, you know, Lane, he was poisoned by Lane Kiffin. That's what I believe. You know, Lane Kiffin got his claws into him and decided he would be his quarterback. You know, this whole Lane Kiffin thing, he better find a quarterback because he doesn't have one yet. I mean, has there been any update on Sam Levitt? So I don't know what LSU's going to do about waiting on Demond Williams now. I don't see how you can wait on him now. And that would leave LSU with Levitt and then some lesser options.
But it took them forever to get a coach. They were like last to get a coach.
Who?
LSU.
Well, again, the quarterbacks were there to be had, but none of them have yet joined sides with Lane Kiffin. I mean, look, Lane thought that Trinidad Chambliss was coming with him. That's what he thought. And Trinidad Chambliss, the Ole Miss quarterback, said, nah, I'm actually not going to do that. I'm going to stay here. If the NCAA gives me another year, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay right here.
I said, if you're leaving, I'm staying. No,
look, let me see if I can find this one. I don't know if I can. But that kid said, The kid was way more respectful than Lane Kiffin ever was. I don't know if I can find it right now, but he basically said, you know, look, I feel like I owe it to this school and to this team and these players and to stay to basically do the right thing. So
that's refreshing,
right? The kid, Trinidad Chambliss, he gets it right. Lane Kiffin, of course, as always, gets it completely wrong, which is, I guess, not a big surprise. Do you have the breakdown on who picked whom in our little contest?
I don't have anything updated. I have what we were talking about yesterday.
What do you mean?
We haven't talked about anything.
I'm sorry?
Are you talking about the bowls? What are you talking
about? Yeah, the two bowl game picks that we have.
Yeah, no, I don't have that.
I heard Ben reading it before. Are you sure?
Okay, I'll look on Twitter and see if I can find it.
Oh, on Twitter? Let me see if it's posted at the Roar. I thought maybe you had it had been sent to you. I don't see it here. In any case, I believe I heard Ben say that the picks were 10-2 in favor of Miami.
Miami?
Yeah, and 10-2 in favor of Indiana. That both were 10-2 plays.
Ah, I think I picked Miami and Indiana.
I think I picked. Oh, you did?
I'm pretty sure I did, because I want Indiana to win because it's like a good story.
Well, they're also the number one team in the country, and the favorite in the whole deal. I took the same teams. I took Miami and Indiana. I don't love either one of them. I don't feel especially confident in either one of them. Let's start with the Miami game, all right? And the Miami Ole Miss game, and why I took Miami in this game, because this game is coming up. I think Chambliss was terrific against Georgia. Absolutely terrific. I also think that's Georgia. I still don't think the Georgia defense is very good. I did not buy into the whole, the Georgia defense, Herb Street stuff, vastly improved. We're way better. It's way better than it was early in the year. No, you just hadn't played Ole Miss. You played a bunch of teams that had no offense. The SEC has proven to be just an average league. And I think way too much was made of that. I don't see enough special players on that Georgia defense. The type of players they once had, I just don't see them. And they lost two of those special players to last year's draft, and they weren't great then. And they lost those two guys to the top 15 picks. And I just don't think their pass rush is very good, and it hasn't been very good. And that's even when they had those two guys. And so Chambliss is able to sit back there most of the time. Georgia got a little pressure on him, but they couldn't get him to the ground when they did. And to me, I think that's the whole thing. Look, I think Chambliss is a terrific player. I think he's unbelievably excited. He can win the Heisman Trophy next year. He's unbelievably exciting. He was just absolutely brilliant against Georgia. See, I just think Miami's a different animal. I think the Miami defense is way better than Georgia's defense. I mean, like, light years better than Georgia's defense. And the SEC people probably don't like that, but that's just how I see it. I think Miami's two defensive ends in Bain and Messidor, it's the best pair of defensive ends in America. And it would be one thing, if Miami only had one of those dudes and Chambliss could roll opposite that, then I think you'd have an answer. The problem is they don't. They have two of them, and they have one coming off of each edge. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I think Ole Miss's defense is improved, and I think they have great team speed. I called the Ole Miss upset over Georgia. I thought Ole Miss would do the same thing they did to them the first time, except win. And I thought their defense was improved during the course of the year, and I saw that team speed on hand against Oklahoma. I think all those things are true. I just think Georgia has no identifiable pass rusher, and Miami has two of them, which allows them to do all sorts of things. And I don't know that Ole Miss can block either one of them. And that's my concern. My concern isn't Chambliss and Chambliss running around tiring the Miami rush. My concern is whether Chambliss is going to stay upright against the Miami rush, and whether he's going to make mistakes against the Miami rush, where he's going to feel that pressure, where he gets affected and he puts the ball in jeopardy. And I almost expect that. I mean, I think Miami is just solid rock solid. And I think Ole Miss is sort of like this wild card team that, yeah, they can score. They also give up a lot of points. I mean, Carson Beck should be very effective against this Ole Miss defense. This is not, people talk about, against Ohio State, he didn't have to. He had to win the game, which is what he did. That's what he did. He had to win the game. He made winning plays. There were several head-first runs, dives, where he dove head-first. I've never seen him do that in his life. So I think he's turned a corner. And I think he's playing smart, intelligent football, which is what he needs to do. Call it game manager, whatever you want. But against Ole Miss's defense, I think he'll have more opportunities. Because here's the thing. Miami beat Ohio State. I got a newsflash here. Ohio State's way better than Ole Miss. Way better. Way better. They just are. And so I think Ole Miss is a great story. I think they're a fun team. I think Chambliss is a tremendous quarterback who's going to go on to play in the NFL. He might, if he stays in college, he might win the Heisman Trophy. But I think that Miami is going to get after him. I don't know if Miami will completely stone Lacy, because I think Lacy is an absolute NFL back, but I think in large part they're going to make life difficult for Lacy. Again, contrary to what you were told by the SEC propagandists, I think the Miami defense is way better than Georgia's defense. Now, look, Ole Miss is explosive, and those receivers are good. Georgia couldn't handle any of those receivers either. They could not cover any of those receivers. They couldn't handle any of them. So this is a different challenge for Miami, and Miami's going to have to score more points maybe than they have in some of these games. But I think they can and they will. I mean, I just think that Miami is too strong at the line of scrimmage for Ole Miss, and I think that's the difference in the game. Let me get to Tyler, and we'll get back to this conversation. Tyler, how are you, Tyler? Good to have you.
Hey, Mr. Deptula. How you doing today?
Good, Tyler. Appreciate you getting in. Thank you.
Hey, you got it, man. I'm from Clemson.
Good.
Yeah, Clemson Tiger fan here all the way.
Good. So you must be pretty happy about the portal haul so far.
Well, I think the decisions that are being made are very, very exciting.
Good. Good. Yep, I think they are too.
Do you like to agree with that?
I do. I think that the defense has added a lot of new pieces, athleticism, length. Ingredients right. that were missing last year. And plus, I think you're going to have some hungry players. And I don't think there were enough hungry players on that defense last year.
Well, if I can just kind of throw a notion in here, I really think it was, it wasn't Klubnik's fault. Klubnik's the man. He's going to go pro. He's going to do his thing. You see Lawrence on TV now doing his thing with his wife, hometown wife since fifth grade. It's crazy, man. I mean, the money, like you said, the NIL money, everything, it's always been about the money. I mean, we want the truth, right?
Yeah. Here's where I'm going to differ.
I want to get back on topic. Let's get on the Ole Miss. Let's get on the national championship
okay.
topic.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, again, I was just going to comment on Cade, but go ahead. Go to that.
No, man, you got the mic, bro.
Look, I'm going to differ a little bit there, Tyler. I don't think Cade Klubnik is in Trevor Lawrence's universe, and I'm not.
Never.
Yeah,
I'm not really
optimistic about his pro career or pro potential.
Me neither. I mean, I like him, but I just think he was used in the wrong way.
Yeah, maybe there may have been some
possibly.
Of that.
Possibly, that's my opinion, though, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir. So back to like I said, so Ole Miss, if I can talk,
yeah,
Ole Miss. Ole Miss's receivers are the key ingredient to how they will win the game.
Okay.
In my opinion. So if they don't, if they send, double coverage on these receivers, they don't have a shot.
Well, again, I think the Ole Miss offense is really good. I think it's proven good. I think they're explosive. I think they're dynamic. They have a lot of playmakers. Chambliss is amazing. I think Lacy is an NFL running back.
Yes, sir.
Stribling, the transfer receiver from Oklahoma State, I loved. I singled him out in the portal last year.
He is absolutely awesome.
Yep, and Harrison Wallace and the Penn State transfer.
I can't believe you know all this. This intrigues me.
Well, it's an illness, Tyler. It's not really anything to be proud of.
Yeah. I don't know about an illness, maybe. Yeah. Just something else. I don't know. We all have our ticks.
That's right. Tyler, it was good speaking with you, man. I got to run. Thank you.
Right?
Thanks, Tyler. You look at the Ole Miss offense, and I don't know if people remember this, but Deshaun Stribling was a guy I was advocating for in the transfer portal last year. I could not understand why teams weren't fighting over him. It just was puzzling to me. I mean, and in the like on three rankings and 247 rankings, he was way down, and I didn't get it at all. This is a 6'2", over 200-pound receiver who is just a man. And at Oklahoma State, where they sucked, he was putting up enormous numbers. And even though he's not the most explosive receiver on earth, he's averaging 20 yards a catch. Well, Ole Miss had the common sense to get him. And they also turned Harrison Wallace into something more than Penn State ever did. And that receiving core is a great complement to Trinidad Chambliss. And you also have a talented tight end and Daquan Wright. All these dudes are transfers. I mean, they're all transfers. Chambliss is a transfer. Lacey is a transfer. Stribling, Wallace are transfers. Wright, the tight end, is a transfer. All of the skill position guys in Ole Miss, all of them are transfers. Every single one of them. All these guys who scored 40 points against Georgia twice, they're all transfer players. And as a result, this offense is very, very dynamic. There's no question about that. And we'll see. Maybe it does rule the day. Maybe they are just that good offensively. I think, though, that Miami has something for them. I just think Miami is a different level of physical test than Georgia was. You know, Georgia, all we hear about with Georgia is the physicality that Kirby preaches and, you know, the nastiness and all that. But at the end of the day, there just weren't enough great players there. You know, the two guys that Georgia had that were difference makers, they both went to the NFL in the top 15 picks last year. And even then, you know, they made a limited number of plays within that scheme. And they actually complained about it a little. But the bottom line is that I just don't think Georgia had the individual good old dogs to be able to pressure Chambliss. And at times, Chambliss sort of made him look stupid. I think there's an expectation by some, and I've heard this expressed, that Chambliss is going to be able to do the same thing against Miami. I'm just not sure of that. Georgia doesn't have Reuben Bain. Georgia doesn't have Messidor. They don't have two guys like that. They just don't. And I think Chambliss is going to face a completely different challenge, and I think that clock is going to be ticking. Every time he takes a snap in a shotgun. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break. You can get in. 654-7627. If you want to tell me why Ole Miss is going to win, go ahead and do so. I think this is going to be another bad night for the SEC. And this is going to be for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for they. Because I think the league gets stamped out tonight. Quick break.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Here's a longevity hack you'll actually enjoy. Bouldering. It builds real-world strength, especially grip strength, which has been linked in British Medical Journal research to improve longevity. And the head game? A 2025 German study found that bouldering improves cognitive abilities such as concentration, focus, and problem-solving abilities while also lowering depression and anxiety. Come try out our intro class or first-time special, Block Haven, Greenville's bouldering gym for body, brain, and community. Learn more at blockhaven.com.
As Harbin Lumber wraps up an incredible 2025, all they have to say is one thing. Thank you. Thank you to the builders, the contractors, the homeowners, and the partners who trusted Harbin Lumber. Your projects, your hard work, and your loyalty are what keeps them growing strong. For over a century, their commitment has been simple. Quality materials, dependable service, and relationships that last. From their family to yours, have another great year in 2026. HarbinLumber.com, helping build dreams since 1917.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
This dude wrong. They didn't score 40 on Georgia once. Yeah, they did. Okay, whatever. I mean, are you going to be a mental midget all your life? I mean, listen, dude, what do they have, 37? That's the point. That's 40, okay? I'm rounding up for conversational standpoint. You get it? I mean, good grief. You know, what do you just do? Hang on there and wait for like something like that? What are you going to do? Tell me when I mispronounce a word next? I mean, good grief. They scored 40, okay, period. End of story. And I don't think that's happening against Miami. So that's the reality. Texas said Georgia fans are stupid, Walt. They suck. And, you know, speaking of suck, you know who's been curiously absent?
Who?
Where is the SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey? Is he on a milk carton? Has anybody done a wellness check on Greg Sankey? Are we sure he's okay? Because I haven't heard boo from Greg Sankey. You know, Mr. Talking Up the SEC, you know, he's always there to talk up the league and why they should get this treatment and this is so and that's so. Where is he now? Where is he now? Is he going underground? Is he in a bunker? Where is he? Is he sharing an underground bunker with former NCAA president Mark Emmer? I don't know where he is either. Get him. I mean, seriously, where is dude? I mean, he's Mr. Motormouth normally. I can't find him now. You know, Ramona, call the police. We better call the police. We better get a wellness check on Greg Sankey, because I'm just not sure. And, oh, by the way, if dude's league checks out of the tournament tonight, you know he's not going to have anything to say. Where's Herb Street? Where are all these people that we've been hearing from forever about the mighty SEC? Where are they? I don't hear any of them all of a sudden. You know, they were all talking up a storm when they were trying to set this playoff field. And Herb Street was trying to weasel Alabama and everything else. Where are all these people? Where are all the SEC mouthpieces? Where is Sankey? Where are they? You can't find them. You can't find them. We need a wellness check on all of them. Texas said, you're right. It is very interesting. Right? Right. How the expanded playoff the SEC fought so hard for is completely backfiring on them. It is. Texas said, but if Ole Miss wins the whole thing, we won't hear the end of it. Oh, that's true, but I don't think it's going to happen. But look, here's the deal. All of the teams they thought were going to win in their little expanded league, including the Retta teams, none of them are still playing. It's little Ole Miss that beat them, and nobody but me thought Ole Miss was beating Georgia. So, I mean, I don't know. We just lost several people. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. What's this? Texas said he was on ESPN work. Stephen A. saying he'll have to eat crow. Did he really? Can somebody confirm that? Maybe there was. Let's see. Can anybody confirm that? Can anybody tell me that? That he said he would have to eat crow? Tell me that. Texas said there was an ESPN segment about how the SEC dominance has passed with Feinbaum. No, I don't care about him. No, he's a fraud. I don't care about him. I would need, but I want to know if Sankey said something, somebody tell me that. If you saw Sankey say something, somebody tell me that. I have one texter saying that, but I haven't seen it, nor have I heard it. All I know is he was omnipresent before. I mean, I couldn't get away from him. I thought there were like 30 of them. He was absolutely omnipresent. Now I can't find the dude. I got to put him on a milk carton. I don't see it. What's this? Tiger Guy Andy says, anybody break the Lagway news with him going to Baylor? No, I mean, he was expected by many to go to Baylor, but I hadn't seen that yet. Morgan says, my best friend Morgan Thomas says, first of all, he says that text to that texter, he said, surprised by Walton's knowledge, then this guy must be from Mars. Thank you, Morgan. That's my best friend saying that, Ramona. And then he says, Ole Miss gets Michael Irvin's BTA tonight. Hurricane Mo. Dexter, Duke Travis says, I want to hear his excuses. If the Hurricanes win it all, you know, the ACC, the Power Four Conference, they didn't deserve to get any win in. The crap that they're a way better conference is baloney. Dexter said, well, I found Sankey in Cancun. That's the Heath man. That's just wrong. That's a very funny picture, Heath man. There's some talented people out there, Ramona. Check that picture, Ramona. It's a Greg Sankey Cancun. Clark, how are you, Clark? Good to have you.
Hey man, I think Sankey and Kirby and Herb Street got their little pajamas on, their Ole Miss pajamas on tonight.
Yeah, oh they do.
S'mores,
oh yeah, they are, yeah they are praying Ole Miss wins tonight and goes on to win this thing. You are 100% right. They are praying because if If Ole Miss loses to Miami tonight, in this league that got 5 of the 10 Power 4 spots is completely wiped out and then wiped out by the only, by the sole ACC team to get in, it will be an unmitigated disaster for the SEC. And already it is. It's already, the bowl season's been an unmitigated disaster for the SEC. The only saving grace would be is if Ole Miss somehow can win the whole thing. But if they don't, and even worse, if they lose tonight, then they're going to have a lot of explaining to do. And no one's going to want to hear them talk anymore.
What's so bad about it is if they lose, they're going to get beat by the ACC.
Yeah, right.
6-2 in bowls.
Right. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Yeah, no question.
So, did you ever hear from Georgia, Greg?
Greg. Greg called in. Greg called in.
Okay, good.
He did.
Of them called.
No, and they all disappeared that night. That night, the second half of that Ole Miss Georgia game, they all disappeared. You know what they told me, Clark? They all told me that Kirby was going to make amazing adjustments in the second half, like always, and you're going to see Georgia dominate the second half of the game. And then the second half of the game, they just disappeared. They were not a single one of them was still there. And then, the next day, they all had excuses.
What gets me about Georgia is, and I got a lot of Georgia friends, but Georgia, they screwed over Auburn in that game there at Auburn. And they screwed over the catch. The kid made it Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something.
So they very well couldn't even have made it, and they slid in back door to the SEC championship.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah, it's a fair point. Things are not going all that well for Kirby these days. They're not. This is going to be three years in a row where they did not make the championship game. So, all the stuff about Georgia dominance and Georgia physicality and all that stuff, no one cares. The SEC is just not what it once was, and it's never going to be again.
I'll tell you what, changing the subject, I see old Tom Allen and Dabo, they're knocking it out of the park on defense.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of good defensive additions, and we'll see what else they add. I still think they could use more, but a lot of good portal additions defensively. There are still some areas that I don't think you could really sustain injury, but that's partly true for everybody. I think one of the things we learned in Penn State-Clemson was that Penn State's depth was a lot better than Clemson's.
Yeah. Hey, you guys have a good evening, Walt.
Yep, thank you, Clark. Yep. By the way, I should mention, Tess just said, I'm still thinking about, Steven says, I'm still thinking about that smell, Walt. Tess just said, back-to-back SEC champs, we'll take it. Well, I mean, why? I mean, right now, being the champion of the SEC doesn't seem like it really means very much. Doesn't seem like it means very much at all. I mean, honestly, in the bowl performance, it's been by far the worst league. By far, not even close. It's not even close. Dexter said, Data Racer, thanks. I appreciate the comment, but Georgia has added more than Khalil Barnes thus far. They've added several, according to the list I'm looking at. Unless we have a discrepancy or a disparity in those lists, maybe we do. I don't know. I was looking at a USA Today article on the Georgia additions, but I'm not sure. I will say this: this is noteworthy, is that there appears to be some late money on Ole Miss because I think this was 3.5 across the board. I think both games were 3.5 across the board. I believe, but we have a number of threes now in terms of Miami being a 3-point favorite over Ole Miss. I see 1, 2, 3, 4 threes right now. Ramona, what are we playing that game at?
Miami 3 and Indiana 3.5.
Yeah, we're going to get to that other one, too. We're going to talk a little bit about that and more. You can get in, 654-7627. That's Billy and Myrtle Beach up there. I just think I think Chambliss is a tremendous wild card, and I think he's good enough to win the game. I mean, you know, we talk about the advantages of having a running quarterback, a quarterback that can make plays with his legs. Ole Miss has that advantage. And maybe Miami will struggle with that too. I just think Miami's a very different defense than Georgia. Very different defense. I think Georgia's defense was overrated all year. I don't think it was very good. There are no elite pass rushers on that defense. I don't think they have mature dudes like Messidor and Bain. I think those two guys are complete difference makers, and so we will see. We get to, oh, it's all Billy Radio. I've got Billy in Myrtle Beach and Billy in Taylor's. Let me get to Billy in Myrtle Beach to start. Billy, how are you, Billy? Good to have you, as always.
Walt, I tell you what, y'all live it, brother. I'm actually in Charleston now at the Google AI, or outside of Charleston.
Google AI plant
doing some work. Hey, I'm with you. Oh, by the way, nice little cha-ching from Clemson SMU on top of the Tigers winning. I just added that.
Actually,
Bookie Miller, actually, I combined all his statistics, assists, rebounds, and so forth. And that dude, I tell you what, I'm with you. He's a baller.
He
started at Wake Forest.
Yep.
My goodness, man.
Yep, 100%.
Hey, Walt, and I'm happy, and I'm it's just like Christmas all over again for me, watching the portal.
Yep.
And activity. I would love to add a running back and a veteran offensive lineman. When I say veteran offensive lineman, I mean a starter.
Yeah.
Type caliber.
Yep.
But I'm with you. A lot of people forget that Coach Luke brought in the number one offensive line in the country. And I've heard you say that, I mean, there's just, like you said, just because you're the most talented definitely doesn't translate to wins and winning games. But they're going to be so talented, and it's just about comprehension and processing, because offensive linemen, you know how hard it is to play it.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well say it's just as hard as the quarterback. Not as hard, but processing information and so forth. But I'm psyched about that, and I'm hoping, and I think it will. And I think Ben and Kwok hit on something. And I got to get your comments on this quarterfinals. They were talking about if Dabo Masters, he was the master of the old way.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been known for recruiting. He's always been a lockdown recruiter. And anyway, if he locks down and just evolves, which Coach Sweeney's very good at anything he's ever done. I mean, he's, you know, successful as they come. And if he evolves and actually embraces this portal, and who says he can't become the, you know, master of that? Because he sure was on with the old, well, as they say, little old Clemson.
Yeah, look, I think that is absolutely possible. The one thing I will say is, and this is true across the board, I think the days of having any school dominate anything are over. I don't think any. I think that's another reason that Saban got out. I mean, I don't think you're going to see any dominant school anymore. I think you may have different champions almost every year because the balance of power is so spread out. There's so many more teams in this mix. It's not like it was before. It's not like Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia. The whole world has expanded. You know, now it's Oregon and Texas Tech and Indiana, and you know, so it's a completely different universe now. And I don't think it's changing anytime. I mean, heck, I mean, you've got Mark Cuban pouring money into Indiana now.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they've already got, and it's crazy. They're the favorite, according to Vegas, to win the national championship. I mean, it's, you know, I went offshore, and I'm like, oh, this isn't worth it, because I think Miami, as well as Oregon, can win it. There's no doubt, you know, because Oregon's got talent on both sides, and I love that corner or that defensive back. Oh, my God.
But Indiana should be the favorite. I mean, they've been the best team in the country all year. I mean, they've been they've been dominant. I mean, they've beaten great teams. They've played a tough schedule. This is not like last year's Indiana team that played basically nobody. This team's played everybody, and it hasn't mattered. I mean, the most impressive half of football I saw by any team all year was Indiana, the second half at Outzen against Oregon in their building. They held them to 40 yards, period. 40 yards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the best half of football I saw by any team all year.
Hey, Walt.
But you're not wrong about something, Billy. There's something I haven't got to yet, but and I don't think – I'm not sure people recognize this, but to my way of thinking, the most talented team in the field is Oregon. I think it's inarguable, actually. I think they are the most talented team top to bottom in the field, and they should be. They've been spending the most money for the longest period of time.
And Mr. Knight, you know, he has deep
pockets,
that's
what I'm saying, yeah.
We know. Yeah, Mr. Knight. Hey, Walt, real quick, I want your comment. I want to get your comments on that, what you were just discussing a while ago. And congratulations, by the way. You're almost as good as I am. No, I'm just kidding. On the 29-10, the 29-10, hey, man, cha-ching. Don't tell me your other job. I know you go offshore in Vegas, man, because you got it rolling right now, brother. Hey, Walt, I got real quick, and I had to because I've got my neighbor, which is a Tennessee grad and a booster and all that stuff like that. And he did it, Walt. He did it. What I mean, he did it is I was talking a little junk, just a little.
Hurry, you know, Billy! I gotta go. Hurry!
All right. Well, he said. Can you say if my team played in the SEC, they would be better. I said, if Clemson played in the SEC, they'd probably have a couple more wins this year.
That's true.
That's just how average your conference is.
That's true.
I know. You got to go, Walt.
Thank you, Billy. Later, good brother. Talking to you, as always. All right. I got Billy and Taylor. It's my other friend, CD. So it's old buddy, old home week. All right. Billy and CD, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Quick break. CD's going to tell me how the Carolina Panthers are going to beat the Rams, which, of course, there's no chance in hell of. Quick break.
Hey, it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows, and doors, roofing and decks, siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Tired of waiting on hold forever?
Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text AREA to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. You can get in if you want. 654-7627, 654-7627. Billion CD. I'm coming to you in a minute. Let me tell you about Brian Franklin, the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar and Road Rage. You probably remember them here back in the day. And well, they're back advertising with me. They want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let it happen. You've heard my story. Brian saved me multiple occasions, but I had about 20 trees that were all leaning towards my home at the end of my woods. And there was no question that when Helene hit, they would have squashed me like a bug, squashed my home and everything. And I learned the hard way. I had a white oak fall between my home and my garage. And it was eye-opening. And Brian helped me navigate all of that and literally saved my home. Free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, a yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured, committed to top quality work. I mean, they have an army if you need an army. If you just have one tree, they'll take care of that. They can also climb if that's necessary. They do it all. Trust me, they do it all. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065. 864-947-9065. They're the best. You'll thank me later. Billy and then CD. Billy, how are you, Billy? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Always good to be with you.
Yeah, same here,
appreciate
Bill.
You. I may have to get in contact with that guy. I got a couple of trees that need to be removed. We had storm damage from Helene.
Yep.
And it one of the trees caused some massive problems at our house. So, yeah, I'll definitely be listening to that later on and giving him a text or a call or
yep.
something.
Do it. Brian's a great guy.
Anyway, yeah, I appreciate that. So, I was listening to the last Billy. I guess he was calling from Myrtle Beach, right? This is this is Greenville County Billy.
Yeah, I know.
So I guess given what he was saying, I guess that makes South Carolina ACC champions last year. I guess we need to hang that banner now.
Maybe.
Anyway, listen, I like to be objective. I don't like to get into that kind of stuff. And listen, this down year for the SEC, that's okay. I don't think that means that South Carolina would have just won four games had they played an ACC schedule.
But Billy, here's the thing. It's not just a down year. It's several down years. And I think you reach a point where you realize it's not a down year at all. It's just the way it is now. And I think that's the reality. I think the SEC is just another league now. And what's happened to the league is the league used to hoard all the good players. It just did. And what made the SEC different than all the other leagues was the dominance of the defensive front sevens. I talked to Ellis Johnson about this a million years ago. It's the dominance of the defensive front sevens. That ship has sailed. There are no more dominant defensive front sevens in the SEC. They're gone. Because of that, the league's just a league now. And you know, if there's a league that has dominance at the line of scrimmage, it's the Big Ten. And that's been seen. But I think when you look at the SEC, even with the additions of Oklahoma and Texas, there just hasn't been any dominance. I mean, if Ole Miss loses tonight, this will be the third straight year the SEC failed to even play for the national championship, despite having 50% of the field this year. And I don't know. I can't wait to hear Sankey try and explain that away. Herb Street to try and explain that away. But the reason is what I'm telling you. It's this. They're just not. It just doesn't matter anymore. You know, that whole slogan of it just means more. It just doesn't mean anything anymore. I mean, Indiana just destroyed
Alabama.
That's
a new slogan there, Walt.
Right.
It just doesn't mean nothing now.
Right. And by the way, I'm not saying but to be clear, I'm not saying that the SEC is not going to go on to have years where they're the best league. They will, just like everybody else. I'm just saying now it's going to be more of a take your turn kind of thing as opposed to a yearly dominance kind of thing. And that's just the way of college football now. I mean, look at some of these teams that have up at the top, the Oregons, the Texas Techs, the Indianas. I mean, this is how college football has changed, how the money has changed at all.
Yeah, well, the NIL and the portals changed everything. Yeah. There's no doubt about that, which gives me hope as a South Carolina fan. But listening to you, it depresses the hell out of me, not because I'm full for the SEC. But it's because you're telling me that South Carolina didn't have a hard schedule this year and they still only won four games. I mean, yeah. I don't agree with that. I think they had a very difficult schedule. I don't think Clemson would have been bowl eligible with South Carolina's schedule. I just don't.
Well, look, Clemson wasn't very good, but I think the dilemma is
when you look back on it.
When you look back on it, I mean, Clemson was good enough to handle South Carolina in your building. And when you look back on it, I think – and you look at the schedule and you look at those teams, I mean, who's any good? Who out of the SEC this year was really any good? I mean, I don't think any of those teams were any good. I mean, I said all along, I didn't think any of those teams would win the national title. I didn't think any of them were that good.
Well, that's just depressing. Like I said, I'm not from an SEC standpoint, but from a South Carolina standpoint, I hung my banner on the fact that, hey, we do play in a pretty good conference. And listen, it's not apples to apples now because, you know, the Texas A&M schedule was not what South Carolina's schedule was.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. But looking at everything and with full perspective, Walt. I'm not sure that Texas A&M was not the best team in the SEC. I think that's going to be proven tonight. I'm with you. I do think Miami wins, and I think they win relatively easily. The reason why is because, yes, that young man for Ole Miss, Shameless, is very, you know, very mobile and can throw, you know, strikes on the run, but he's not dealing with the same animal. I'm with you on that. That front seven that you're talking about with Miami looks like a Georgia defense from 4 or 5 years
right.
ago.
And so, it does. That's it exactly. All those dudes are round one NFL draft picks.
Right, and I think they're going to get pressure without having to you know, bring blitzes or anything.
Yeah.
And, yep, exactly right. So that means you're going to have seven guys dropping back, and they're still going to get pressure probably within two and a half seconds or less. And they're going to stuff the run, too. I think it could get ugly. I think we're looking at a national championship of Indiana and Miami. And, you know, everyone talks about the five stars. Well, you know, if you go back and reclassify these guys, Indiana's got quite a few five stars now from an NFL perspective.
Yeah, I saw your Twitter space deal the other night, and I saw some guy on there talking about how Indiana's all three stars, and it seemed like maybe he was an Alabama fan, I don't know, but he was talking about Indiana's all three stars and it's coaching and all that. Some of those guys might have been three stars when they were recruited, but they're more than that now.
They're not now.
If you think Indiana is doing this with no talent and just because Cignetti is some friggin' warlock, then you got your head in the sand, because
don't know what you're watching, and you need to stop watching if that's what you think, because the NFL will tell you what they are, and then there's going to be, you know, that quarterback's going to be probably the first player picked. That's not a three star.
Yeah, he'll be
either, three stars.
Right. He'll be the one.
Yeah,
with
the number one player. So, yep, exactly. So I think we're looking at, and I think Indiana's going to win, you know, fairly easily. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. But I think they win by 7 to 10 points. So.
I haven't really got to this game yet, but this is the game that actually concerns me. I think that this should be the national championship game. I actually think that the most talented team in this 4-team field left is Oregon, and I think by a fairly wide margin. I think Oregon, from a talent standpoint, top to bottom, is just loaded. I also think this is by far the best defense Dan Lanning has had. There is no discernible weakness on that defense whatsoever, whereas defense last year couldn't stop the run. And so I think it's a completely different bunch. And I think they're very, very dangerous. And I would not be shocked if they win the whole thing, because, I think talent-wise, they're better. What actually concerns me, Billy, about Oregon right now is Lanning himself. I think Lanning is a little Kiffin-like. I think he's an in-game meddler. I think he can't keep his hands off it. He went on fourth down 8 times against Texas Tech. I think if he does that against Indiana, I think that'll cost him the game, and I think that's what he's going to do. I think he's going to make some fatal mistakes that will cost his team the game, and Indiana's just going to play basic football and take it from him. Billy, I got to run. It was good speaking to you, as always. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It was just a few years back that I was trying to understand why my body wasn't cooperating. Then my great friends at PhD Weight Loss helped me to realize that it's not my fault. Losing weight is getting harder and harder. I was eating better, I was moving more, but my body just wasn't responding the way it used to. That's not willpower, that's metabolism. For many people just like me, years of dieting quietly slows the metabolic system down, so the harder I tried, the less progress I was making. But at PhD Weight Loss,